minute silence observed before the Australian Grand Prix in memory of the victims of the Bali bombing. Jeremy McWilliams then starting the Australian Grand Prix from pole position for the second time in his career, and it's a good start from the front row by Gary McCoy. All two strokes on the front row, but the four strokes just look to have the edge down this long straight as they hit the corner first. Alex Barros on the four-stroke Honda, followed by Valentino Rossi, Toru Ukawa and Daijiro Kato, all on the V5 Hondas. An early problem there for Loris Capirossi on the two-stroke Honda, but no doubt that the four strokes have the edge here. Jeremy McWilliams, who was on pole position, has gone off track, so disappointment for McWilliams. Even more so at the front, this must be just crushing for the two strokes to see. The four strokes have opened out such an advantage already. Barros and Rossi at the front, and then Kato and Ukawa behind. The one man flying the flag for the two strokes at the moment is Jürgen van der Gerberg. He's in fifth place on that Bridgestone shod NSR 500. But on the RC211 V5 four-stroke machine, Alex Barros is leading the way. Rossi is in second. Kato and Ukawa in third and fourth. And behind them, Gary McCoy there on that two-stroke. As we say, Gary McCoy in front of his home crowd looking to make an impression. He did in qualifying. He was the second fastest. But problems in the race for him at the moment. Problems as well for Regis Laconi. On the four-stroke Aprilia, Laconi retires with mechanical problems. And a crash for Shinichi Ito, riding as a wildcard here this weekend as a teammate to Jürgen van der Gerberg. Further down the field, Nobuatsu Aoki giving problems there to Max Biaggi. Biaggi in 6th, Aoki in 7th and Kenny Roberts in 8th. And there's a real race on there for 6th place between those three. A real race on at the front as well here between Barros and Valentino Rossi. Rossi, of course, already crowned 2002 MotoGP World Champion. And Gary McCoy had a problem with his tyres. He's coming to change his tyre. And he's just exiting pit lane now and back out onto the racetrack. Just ahead of this group of three riders, Ukawa, Kato and Jürgen van der Gerberg. And van der Gerberg is doing an heroic job there to stay with those four strokes. Further down the field, a problem for John Hopkins. And it looks as though he's almost heading off into the sea there, doesn't it? On the edge of this Phillip Island track. But fortunately, he just dips in time and into the grass. And at the front, we have a new leader. Valentino Rossi has got past Alex Barros. He will try and lead the Brazilian all the way to the line now. He's gone two races without a race win now, Valentino Rossi, and he won't like that. Now, that's Gary McCoy there in what seems like third place, but he has been lapped. Remember, he went in for that tyre change. So Gary McCoy is not in third position. He's in 18th, and he's way down the field, even though he's lapping now with these two Honda four-strokes as Barros and Rossi just interchange positions once again at the front. Well, we saw a battle between Barros and Rossi in Motegi. We saw a real skirmish between them in Sepang as well. We've got it here again at Phillip Island as Barros just moves up. He's so late on the brakes, isn't he? But a bit too late this time. Barros has gone across straight into the exit road. And Valentino Rossi is absolutely clear on the last lap. Now, can Alex Barros get onto the track to take that second place before Toru Ukawa and Daijiro Kato catch up? He has done. Barros is going to lead Ukawa home. And Jürgen van der Gerberg has got into fourth place ahead of Daijiro Kato. Can he hold that position down the long straight? But Valentino Rossi is the winner of the Australian Grand Prix. Alex Barros takes second place. Ukawa crosses the line in third. And Kato just blasts past Jürgen van der Gerberg to take fourth place. So fifth place for the Dutchman. A very creditable result on the two-stroke Honda. But the four-stroke Hondas once again ruled the day here at Phillip Island. Valentino Rossi took the race win. Alex Barros in second. Toru Ukawa third. All of those, of course, on that formidable V5 four-stroke Honda. And an 11th win of the season for Valentino Rossi.
Yes, it's the 50s, so it's a good, very good result for me. 50 victories is a dream. Today is very difficult with Alex. I'm lucky because I start my start was very good from the second lane, and I don't lost time. It's possible go follow Barros, but at the beginning his rhythm was incredible. I try to don't give up. I push very hard, and because I know when the tire start to slide, maybe it's possible come back on Alex, And when I arrive, I breathe a little bit, and I wait for the last laps. But anyway, when I go inside, I try to push, make 33.1, but Alex come with me, and on the last lap was good. I expected his attack on the hairpin, and I stay very much inside, but he overtake me, but it's impossible to make the corner, and the battle is finished. I'm very happy because today the bike work like I want, and anyway, Barros is very difficult to beat, and so thank you.